Hello.
Hi, Sam. I'm so sorry. I have missed your call every time. How are you? It's me.
I'm well. How about you?
I'm good.
Yeah,
it sounds
okay.
Like you're driving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to return your call again. My apologies that I keep missing it. I'm like, oh, no, she's calling. I'm on another call. So how can I help you?
No worries. I wanted to ask you, I was kind of like looking over the things that you had sent me and whatnot. But, your company is Local/, correct?
Yes. Yes. No. So let me clarify that Google will never call you directly. Okay. Google will work directly with like Target, Macy's, Walmart, those kind of corporations. So what we're considered is a Google channel partner. So I think we're like one out of 30 in the United States now. So our company is Local/. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Cause I was just wondering, cause like we were kind of like hooking up the company and stuff like that. And it's just like full transparency. I like to be upfront. Like I noticed a lot of bad reviews. So I just
Were you looking on our Google profile page? Cause we have like over 900. We're 4.2.
I was kind of looking like Google and I just was doing, you know, a whole broad spectrum of, reviews to kind of see, but. Yeah, because I noticed, like, a lot of people were, like, saying, on the Google, not the Google reviews, on the reviews, like, that I found along the lines of, you know, that it was, the websites were either poorly built or that, you know, it's 268, and, like, those were from a few years back as well, that, you know, the websites were, you know, that they said for 268 and whatnot, and, it's just like certain things. I was like, let me reach out and.
Yeah. No. I'm glad that you're calling me to address that. So first off, I mean, if you're talking about years back, yeah, the websites, what we do now are a lot better than the websites previously because those were more like landing pages. The websites that we do now are what we call a My Site. So basically they have the automatic SEO settings, which will help with your ranking. Those websites, our automated websites, so like let's say you took a video of a job that you did, we can add that video on there. We could set it up where you could have like a chat box, you know, what box that'll pop up, like how can I help you, like that.
Right.
We could set it up where clients can book appointments with you. So the websites compared to years back that we used to do, absolutely, I'll say they're a lot better compared to that.
Uh-huh.
Because back then those sites were like landing pages, right? Now,
right.
As far as bad reviews, like I'll tell you, Sam, I will definitely not hide from you that, yeah, you might come across some reviews where some people weren't content, right? That weren't happy. And I'll be completely transparent with you. You know, when you take how long we've been in business, right? 19 years. Okay.
Right.
And you take the amount of bad reviews that you see out of all the reviews on our Google business profile, I mean, we got over 959 reviews. We have exactly that amount. It's such a small percentage of the negative reviews that you're going to see. We also maintain our BBB A+ rating. And the way that we maintain that, okay, is by being able to resolve and address whatever issue or complaint that was made against us. And considering how long we've been in business, for us to still maintain that A+ rating, you can't just buy that. You have to actually rectify it with that client. You know what I mean? So are there some clients that weren't happy? Yeah, absolutely. Some of them have higher expectations than what the program is really going to give them. You know, and I tell people this all the time. If you think that we're going to get you on Google within a day, right, and that you're going to schedule, like you're going to get all these jobs in one day, Google will never happen like that.
Right,
never.
Right.
Ever. So that's how we do. Okay?
Right. Yeah, no, I just wanted to kind of like touch base. Like I said, I'm somebody who's going to be – you know, full transparent in your face kind of thing, like, hey, you know, this is what I saw, I'm going to give you a chance to kind of, I don't want to make it, because I get it, all it takes is one pissed off customer to sit there and try to put bad stuff for you. Trust me, I deal with agents, and I'd rather deal with customers at State Farm sometimes than I do
you know what?
Because
you're like me.
Entitlement.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like, and I'll tell you, you're right. Some people feel entitled. Like, I know, like, when I used to, and this is where I was telling you about even when I used to run my catering business and we used State Farm. You know, I knew that it takes 30 days sometimes for the underwriter to, you know, get me what I need, right? So that's why I would tell people, like, listen, if you're coming at me a week before your event because now you need to be endorsed on my insurance, chances are this might not happen.
Right.
And it's not because I dropped the ball. It's because you're coming to me when I need 30 days notice on this.
Right.
Like, I can't tell whoever's doing the underwriting, stop what you're doing and tend to Nadine because I need it now. Right? It doesn't work like that. And so you understand, even in your industry, I mean, I can imagine what kind of calls you get. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Honestly, like, most – I am dedicated chat with the agents, but when I tell you some of these agents, if I could do a block button from having to chat with them, I would do it.
You would?
some of these agents, they're sensitive, and it's sad because – everybody now has become a keyboard warrior where they hide their, you know, behind the keyboard. And I'm like, dude, I'm trying to help you. You dropped the ball on your insured. I'm trying to make you stay in business by saving you your insured. But if you're continuously speaking to me, rather chatting to me in this manner, guess what? I'm putting you in the back of the line. I have that authority. I don't have to do it. I'm being nice to do it for you.
Right. I'm giving you the courtesy. Like, I don't need to be treated or talked to like that.
Right. We had some agents that lost it on some of our underwriters. They were like, we're going to find you. We're going to hurt you. Like, you name it. We've heard it.
Oh my gosh. How awful. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So I get it. And then you understand. I mean, it's just like even with us, it could even be something that we didn't do. You know, here's another thing that I'll tell you. We'll ask you, just be responsive and in contact with us, right? You would be surprised. Sometimes these business owners, we get it, they're busy, but we ask them for certain, okay, we need this, we need this, and they don't get it to us, and then they're upset with us because, well, why haven't you guys verified me? Because we've been asking you for these documents over and over, and you haven't sent it over. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, it's like, we're trying to do our job too, but you got to work with us here. We're doing all the work, but there's going to be sometimes we're going to need you to send us some stuff, like when we're doing the video verification. There's certain items that we need. You know, and this is what's going to help you get verified through Google. But, you know, you get those that say, oh, they never verified me, or they're just upset. And it's like, but what part did you also play in that? I mean, we're not going to out them because we don't work like that. You know what I mean? We still try to make it right. And sometimes you just can't. They're, you know, or they already have had a bad experience and they hold on to that and they give us a try, but they still want to put us in the same category as the person that, you know, was helping them previously. That did a bad job. So it's kind of, you know, like I said, I will never deny that we have bad reviews. I mean, you can see it for yourself, but what I would pay attention to is what percentage of those are bad reviews compared to how long we've been in business for 19 years and out of the 959, you know? When I'm looking up a company, I'm going to tell you what I look at. I look up their Google business profile, and I'm going to look at the BBB because those are the two that I know are going to be more legitimate. There's these other ones that are called like Bird's Eye. There was even another site that I found where it was employees just trash talking but leaving bad reviews, right? If you're a disgruntled employee.
Yeah, a lot of those reviews that I found on that site, and I can't even remember the name of it. There were so many that I looked at. I mean, all of them were just in capital letters, scam. And I was like, okay.
And a lot of them are our competitors. And those sites, I wouldn't even go with those sites because I'll tell you why. Because when I look at those sites, to me, where is the verification on that? With Google, if there's like, we've had where, like I was just talking to a guy the other day. He says, Nadine, what if I got a review? Because it's happened to me before where a disgruntled employee from years ago would find my Google business profile and just constantly go on there and put one-star review and just trash talk me. I said, we go to Google to tell them, hey, we need you to review that and take it down. That is a disgruntled employee. from his past. That is not someone he did work for, because they're out there. They are out there.
Right.
You would be surprised. You know what
right.
I mean? They are really out there. So, I mean, that's what we
yeah.
definitely try to do is do, you know, to always assist our clients in the best way we can, you know? So, but yeah, I'm glad that you called me and that we were able to discuss that. Absolutely. I would rather you ask me than not say anything and then just kind of run with what you're seeing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I like you, and you know, the person that called earlier too, she was very nice. The one that passed me on.
Oh, my representative? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's super sweet. Yeah. I love her.
Yeah.
She's the best.
So yeah, so I'll give it 2 months a chance.
Okay.
Because I know nothing happens overnight. And
right.
I'll see how it goes from there. And yeah, I'm okay with, you know, getting on board with it and seeing.
Okay.
But the rate will not change, right?
This I promise
like,
you, the rate will not change. Absolutely not. So you're always going to pay that same price no matter how long you are with us. Whether you were with us for 6 months or 6 years, Sam, you're always going to pay $249 a month, no matter what.
Okay.
Okay?
And,
so, yeah.
And he would be, like, featured on the first page?
First page of Google. He's going to be featured
okay.
on Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, business Facebook page, Facebook advertising, websites included. And then also with – but you're working on your website right now, right? Or have you started it?
It's a project in the making. I haven't really started it. I kind of was trying to get ideas of what all I wanted to. I'm really like I'm the one who's like, what they say, I'm the one who's really working hard to get this, you know, going
up and running.
Yeah. So I've been in between, you know. I figured, like, Angie's List, he keeps talking about it. I was like, sure, I'll bite that bullet and get him on. And getting contracts from different property managements and, you know, trying to get leads. And so I've been, like, focusing on trying to get a few contracts to get him going and keep him busy.
Uh-huh.
I honestly have put the website on the back burner. So if you guys want to sit down with
okay.
me and discuss website, I'm cool with that. You just
yeah.
off my
yeah. If that gives, so, if that takes something off your plate, we'll include the website. Don't you worry about that. I'm going to send you this other email, and it's going to be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It's just going to say Google, it's just going to say, I'm sorry, client dashboard and analytics. So this is going to be an example of your tracking and reporting system, Sam, just so you have an idea of how the reports will look when you're tracking your results with us, okay? Now, on your phone, what I'm also going to do is I'm going to send you a text message with the number to our customer service department, okay? So you're going to have a team, Sam, that is dedicated to your account. Any time that you have a change, an update, a question, or even a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department, and we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Remember, you're 2 hours ahead of us, so we're always going to be here for you 9 to 6, okay? So let me send that over. Now, I do suggest that when you have time that you save that phone number in your contacts under Local Splash, so that way you always have our phone number on you, okay? Now, in there, we're also sending you the username and password to log into your client dashboard to track your results. Now, it won't work right now. Like, you can go in there, but it'll say it's not working because the technician will have that ready for you within 5 to 7 days, okay? And that's
okay.
when you could start actually logging in and tracking your results. So I sent you that text. Now, how do you spell your first name, Sam? It's just for the account.
It's Samah, S-A-M-A-H.
Okay. What's your last name?
Shawa, S-H-A-W-A.
S-H-A-W-A. Shawa?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And you go by Sam, right? That's okay to call you Sam?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, Sam, the phone number that you want listed for the business, is that going to be the number that we're speaking on now, the 469-222?
No.
Okay.
know, I'll give you the business number. It's 469.
Uh-huh.
516.
Okay.
2031.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 469-516-2031, correct?
Right.
Perfect. Okay. Now, if we ever need to contact you regarding the account, we will call you at your phone number, this one that we're talking on, the 469-222-9903. Okay. Beautiful. Now, the company name, do you want us to list it as Southwest Texas Response Team? Do you want the LLC included or no?
I don't know. What do you think?
You know what? It's really your preference. I mean, I'll tell you, some businesses, they'd rather not have the LLC showing. And some businesses, they don't care if they're fine with it. It's totally up to you.
Yeah, let's do without the LLC.
Without it?
Southwest Texas Response Team, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to remove that. Now, also, what's the address that we're going to pin verify you at? Because I see an address, 7801 Alma Drive, and that's in Plano.
Right.
Is that
right.
Your home address by chance?
No, that's the mailing address for the business.
Okay, is it a P.O. box?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing. We cannot use a P.O. box or UPS address. It has to be your physical address, but your address is hidden because you're mobile. He goes to the residence and to the commercial buildings, right? No one comes
right.
to him to buy product. So we have to pin you at your home address, what they call home office, but we hide the address because Google does not want that address to show whatsoever.
Okay.
Okay, what's your home address?
It's 2605.
Okay.
West Walnut Street.
Uh-huh.
And it's Garland, Texas.
Right.
75042.
Perfect. Okay, and I'm going to hide the address. There's no unit number, nothing, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, Sam, the card that you're using today for the payment, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
No, it's in my name.
And how does your name read on there, honey?
It's Samah, same thing, S-A-M-A-H.
Uh-huh.
The last name would be A-L-S-H-A-W-W-A.
A-W-W-A?
Mm-hmm.
Is it all one word?
Yes.
Okay. Al-Shawa?
Yes.
A-L-S-H-A-W-W-A, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. Now, so just Samah Al-Shawa, and Al-Shawa is one word. And then is it the same billing address as your home address, or is it the other address?
No, it's a different address because we recently moved, so I have to.
Oh, okay.
It's 1089.
Uh-huh.
West Exchange Parkway.
West Exchange Parkway?
Yes.
Okay.
Apartment 2101.
2101 is the apartment number. And the city?
Allen, A-L-L-E-N.
Uh-huh.
And it's Texas 75013.
Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
Okay. Quick question. Will there be a name listed on Google?
No. We don't list the name on Google. It's only going to be the business name. That is all.
Okay.
We don't put anyone's name on there. We don't put the address. Yeah. It's for your protection. You know what I mean? They don't need to know the name, right?
And,
now, if someone put a review with your name, then that's different. Same thing on Facebook.
Yeah.
No address, no name on Facebook. Just the business name and the business phone number.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, yeah, cool. I was asking because... You know, Edmund is the one who's going to be doing the work. I'm kind of like behind the scenes.
Right.
But he has a crazy ex who's making our life a living freaking hell.
Oh, my gosh.
I just don't need her finding out about this business whatsoever.
Yeah, no,
listen. Yeah.
Let me tell you, I've been through something with my own husband. His ex was just like, the minute she found out, and I bought the car. I bought it with my own money. We weren't even married yet. And she tried to get him for more child support because she says, well, you have a new car. He's like, that car's not even in my name. It's not even my car. So she was like, ugh. So, yeah, I get it. Trust me. We had to delete her off of Facebook because I was friends with her. I mean, it's your ex. Like, she didn't do nothing to me. But I ended up unfriending her because I'm like, I don't need you just on my Facebook page because you're trying to get information. Like, then you're not trying to be cool with me. You know what I mean? And so I just kind of left it at that. And I just told her, look, I like you. I think you're a nice person, but I don't want to get in the middle. You know, you got issues with him. That's between you and him about your kids. Like, I had nothing to do with that. So we just kind of like left it at that. So I understand. Yeah, no, the name, nothing like that will be showing. Okay?
Okay, cool. Okay.
All right. And you said it was a Visa, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number.
4421.
Uh-huh.
1700.
Okay.
1033.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no. No, no. 1103.
1103. Okay.
0347.
When does it expire?
0428.
And the CVV code on the back?
463.
I want to put a security question, Sam, on your account here with us. And you can either choose it to be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
First pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Lobo, L-O-B-O.
Lobo? Oh, okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm not going to process your payment yet because I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. And what it's just going to do is just going to say, you know, this is the billing date, the amount. It's going to say that it's a two-month verbal agreement. So remember, we're just asking you to stick it out 2 months, but you're paying monthly. And it'll also state in there that if you need to cancel or pause it, we just ask that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due. So that way you don't incur that charge. Okay? Now.
Okay.
When I'm walking you through it, if there is something that you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure, Sam, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Right. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Sam, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on Google.
Southwest Texas Response Team.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Sam Chawa and manager.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
From Local Splash, yes.
Now, thank you. Now, I want you to keep in mind you might have a company that's trying to call you to sell you another type of online product. They're not associated with us, okay? We're not going to ask you to pay more than the $249 a month. And if you get a call and you're not sure if it's us or not, just ask them, what's my security question? And when they hang up on you, that's how you know it wasn't us calling. That's why we do the security question, okay? Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Anything else?
Well, let me explain to you what this means. What we're saying here is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just make sure to call us first so we can double check to make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you to be spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, going back to that question and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 19th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Sam, is that your second payment will be charged on May 19th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So what that means is that when your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number I texted you, 877-635-6225. That's the number that I please ask you to save it in your contacts, okay? So you always have it.
Okay.
Now, if you choose to cancel the account, we ask, or if you need to pause it, just make sure that you at least call 3 business days before your next billing is due so that you don't get that charge. So you already know, call 3 business days before the 19th if you have to pause it or cancel it so you don't get charged, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm doing now is I'm updating your package and then I'm processing the payment. You're going to get a receipt sent to your email and also in a text message. Now, how does your schedule look for tomorrow for the client interview? Because we're going to block out an hour, but we're going to do the interview. It takes about 30 or 40 minutes or sometimes a little bit longer. It just depends on how many questions you have. And this is where they're going to talk to you about the website, the Facebook page. This is where your magic is going to happen, Sam. Okay? So how does your schedule look on Monday?
Monday, I'm not going to probably... Shoot it for Tuesday is better.
Tuesday? Okay. What time on Tuesday, hon? I have appointments at your time on Tuesday. I have appointments starting from 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6.
11 to 12.
11 to 12. Okay. So I'm sending you a calendar invite. So on Tuesday, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. I just need to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, what's going to happen, Sam, is that when we call you, let's say you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes. Just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? And we'll call you right back, okay? Now,
okay.
I'm also going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. So if for some reason it slips your mind, okay? And then I just probably need about maybe 6 more minutes and then we'll be all set. Under the services, okay, what are the services that you want me to list? And this is just to give my technician an idea. So, like, I know we talked about light plumbing, light electrical, but what
HVAC.
Else do you want me to know? HVAC. I know we said HVAC and drywall install and repair, right?
Right. Drywall install and repair. Painting. He does
interior, exterior?
Right. For business and commercial. I mean, commercial and residential.
Interior and exterior painting. I got the drywall, HVAC, light plumbing. Oh, dryer vent cleaning.
Right.
That was another one. Dryer vent cleaning, light plumbing. What was that, hon? Carpet cleaning?
Carpet cleaning, power washing. Oh, my God, we do so much.
Okay, this is a good maintenance and repairs. Okay, perfect. And then carpet cleaning. Okay, and then maintenance and repairs. Okay. And then I'm putting residential and commercial. Now, do you have a Facebook page yourself?
No. Oh, myself,
okay.
I do, yeah.
Okay. What, or are you under your first and last name?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to try to see if I can find you. Do you remember what your profile picture looks like on your Facebook?
It's a cloud, a stormy cloud.
A stormy cloud? Okay.
Yeah. And more than likely, you'll find me under first name Samath, last name Shawa, without the A-L.
Without the A-L. Okay.
Right. So it'll be like S-H-A-W-A, I think.
Oh, you only do the... Okay, got it. Let me see. Let me... You just shorten it? Because is it hard for people to pronounce it?
No, because I know, like, some people, you know, that... think that they're slick and they can find me when I change up how my hair.
You're so funny when you say they think they're slick. Oh my gosh,
yeah.
Okay, I think I found you. It's like a stormy cloud, right? And then there's like mountains or something for the background.
Yeah.
Okay, found
it.
Okay, perfect.
Actually, that's all clouds. That's all an angry cloud.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I mean, not that it's angry, but you know.
No, it was. It was a very angry storm, and I was like, these clouds have so much...
That is an actual photo you took? No way!
Yeah, I actually took that photo. I was going to drop off my son to school, and the clouds just caught my eye, and I was like...
Oh my gosh, you know that could be set, like, in a picture frame. That is beautiful!
Yeah, I have an obsession with clouds. I just take pictures of clouds.
Do you? Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's an actual cloud. Like, that's all an angry cloud.
Wow. That is a beautiful photo. Now, when we're building the website, do you have pictures of any work?
Yeah, and he has, like, literally an album full of pictures. I was just
trying
to find it and kind of go through,
Perfect. Okay. And then what about a business logo? Does he have one?
Oh, yeah. I have that, too.
Okay, perfect. Has photos, has business logo. Is he licensed and insured or in the process?
We are insured.
Okay.
And he's, like, a licensed HVAC technician. He's ACCA certified,
Nice. Perfect. Okay. And then, let me see here. Okay, now insured, yes. Okay. And then we're going to put his phone number. Now, if you want, we could put a tracking number instead of his physical phone number being shown there. But the tracking number is going to be linked to his phone, and it allows him to track his phone calls and messages. He could even block spam calls. Do you want it to be his physical phone number listed there, or would you be interested in the tracking number? It doesn't cost anything.
Which one's better?
Well, the tracking number, if his spam call were to come in, he could block it. It's just a better way. You know, some people, they prefer the tracking number because they don't want their physical phone number showing, but then others just rather have their phone number listed there because they already got, like, you know, business cards or what have you showing their phone number. So it's your preference.
Yeah.
Even if we don't do it now and let's say later on you want it, you just let us know and we'll add it in and it doesn't cost you anything.
Okay, yeah, let's keep it business because that number is strictly business, so it's not no other number.
Oh, perfect then. Yeah, then we'll just keep it like that. Now, also, 50 miles is what you want me to target for you guys because that's how far you could target with the Facebook ads. Is 50 miles.
Yeah, we could do 50. Yeah, we could do 50.
Okay. And when we're communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
You can email me, but I don't know if you want a business email as well. I don't know if it makes a difference if you want a business email because I also have a business email.
We don't need the business email. I mean, we prefer, honestly, whatever email you check frequently. But aside from email, are you okay with text messages or you let me know?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to put email and text. Is that okay? Because I know sometimes you're working.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then what are the hours of operation for him? Is he like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, but we also take on emergency and after hours. If they're like emergency after hours and weekends, we could do that. Like, we're flexible. He doesn't work Saturdays, but if he has a job that requires him or they request a weekend, we'll...
You know, I'm going to put emergency services and after hours available as needed.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what forms of payments does he take? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, credit card?
Cash.
Uh-huh.
And we have the Clover app. So we just
for the credit and debit? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so cash and credit debit. Okay, do you guys ever do checks or any other app?
We'll do Zelle or Cash App as well. Because, I mean, I have them and I can transfer it. That's not an issue.
Oh, perfect.
But the checks, I mean, honestly, if it bounces, it's a headache to have to...
I know. I hear you. So, you don't have to even tell me. I understand. Okay, so I'm just putting cash, credit, debit, Zelle, or Cash App. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, I know that you're driving... So I want you to be safe, but when you do have time, and I'm going to explain this to you, there's going to be two emails that I need you to find or text messages. One is going to say initial invoice, then it's going to be your receipt. It'll start off by saying, Dear Samad, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And there's a sentence in there that'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Okay? You're going to click on that, and what it'll do is it'll take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then towards the bottom where it says mobile phone, make sure it's your phone number listed there. There's two little boxes underneath of it. You're going to click in each box because one is saying that you agree to receive text messages to your phone from us. The other one is saying that you certify that it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment and that your information is true and correct, okay? And then at the bottom, it's going to ask you to type in your name exactly as it reads there, right? You're just going to put Sama Al-Shawa, and you're just going to click on confirm signature. And when you do that, Sam, it'll pop up taking you to a page that'll say Local Splash username and password. When you get there, you know that it accepted it, and that's actually where you would go in and track your results with us. So if you put the username and password in there that we sent you, it's not going to work yet because they got to create it, the technician, but that's where you would enter to see, like, tracking your phone calls and all of that, okay?
Okay.
So just make sure that you sign that tonight or over the weekend. Now, the other one, there's one that says action photos needed. So Google does a video verification, and this is for your benefit. So sometimes they might send your verification code through a text, but now what they're doing is video verification. So what we do to help you get this done quicker is we send you a list of items that there's a link that you can upload, okay, the photos to. So we're going to ask for a picture of his work tools and or work equipment. We're going to ask for a picture of his work truck or work van with the license plate showing. Send us a photo of a business card that he hands out. Send us a picture of an invoice or his registration, right? Even his HVAC certification. Send us a photo of that. Send us a photo of any of those items that are on the list. Send us the ones that you can, and the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
So just as a reminder, on Tuesday, we're going to call you between 11 and 12 o'clock, and we're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure that you are answering all calls within that hour. If I am not already on a phone call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling to introduce you to the technician. Now, starting from Tuesday, okay, I need you to be aware of the timeline. Starting from Tuesday, after your client interview, we're moving because they got to verify all this information with you. They can't just take my word for it that this is everything that we discussed. So from Tuesday, within 5 to 7 days, you can start logging in to your reporting system. Okay. You'll also have your Facebook page created in 5 to 7 days, and you'll be listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, your website is published, it's up and running, and so are the Facebook ads. Those are live. What we state in our terms and conditions, Sam, is that the first page placement on Google, that can take between 30 to 45 days. That is always going to be our promise. I have seen many times where it has happened sooner. Okay? But we always promise 30 to 45 for the first page placement on Google. However, the reason that we're able to do everything else a lot quicker is because we know that it's important for you to start getting those calls as fast as you can. Just the local map is what takes longer because we're getting you verified through Google. Okay? But we'll keep you updated on all the steps that we're completing to kind of keep you in the loop, too, of what the work that we're doing. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Sam, I am so excited for you guys. Really excited. Okay?
Me too.
So the only things to do, of course, my pleasure. Just make sure you sign your receipt and then also go to that page that I sent you that's asking for the photos that are needed. And if you have any questions, you know how to reach out to me, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have yourself a very blessed weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday. All right,
Thanks.
Sam.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.